Here with us is a special friend of the show, FOS, as we like to say, friend of OTS. He is man about town, Brown Simpson. Brown, good morning.
Good morning.
So I wanted to bring you on. We had this conversation last week. I saw you do a presentation on the Fort Mill Town Council. Of course, you are the director of Parks and Recreation with the town of Fort Mill. And we talk a lot about Rock Hill Parks and Recreation, obviously, because we're in Rock Hill and they bring a lot of economic impact. But I feel like we don't talk as much about what Fort Mill does and the growth that they have and the parks and recreation opportunities that you guys have. And I thought, you know, could be an opportunity to talk about it. You gave a very lengthy presentation on a lot of different things, the growth that you guys are seeing and the facilities and whatnot. So maybe take us through what kind of the presentation that you went through and some of the highlights that you shared with town council, basically just keeping them up to speed with what's been happening the last year.
Yeah, we've had a lot that's happened this last year, Tyler, and of course, Patty also too. It's been a busy year. We did a lot from a standpoint of renovations to facilities, built some new things also too. Of course, our program growth, just been a busy year. Let me just start off first. When you think about Fort Mill, I always like to talk about the jewel of Fort Mill. And, of course, that's Walter Elijah Park.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is Patty, too.
I'm sorry, Patty. I just couldn't resist. I joke. I say that in jest.
It's like Patty was waiting for that.
She was waiting on that, what?
I know he's going to mention Walter Elijah and the jewel.
Walter Elijah Park, which is in the heart of downtown Fort Mill at 345 North White Street. And we did... council did finish up a project there that we'd been working on for a couple of years. Started off first by building an amphitheater and the new bathroom facility about 5 years ago, right in the heart of COVID when that was going on. But what we did was we went in and expanded the sidewalk, the walking path all the way around for the entire park.
Yeah.
Also, within that time frame too, between when we built the amphitheater, we put a new playground also in that facility. We've got security cameras all throughout that park also, too, now, and lighting all the way around the walking park. So usually now, you know, people could walk a little bit later than 9:30 at night. It's a lot safer now.
Yeah.
And we're happy about that. So we're excited about what we did there. Also, too, we built some new picnic shelters in three different parks. Harris Street Park, we built a new picnic shelter and also a new gazebo. I added some new picnic tables underneath that. Also, we did the same thing at Steel Street Park with a new picnic shelter there. And also at Millstone Park, we did the same thing with new picnic shelter on top of the hill. And also, we upgraded the playground facility also at Millstone Park. We put in what they call the port-in-place safety playground surfacing. So a lot of good things has happened there. We're still in the process of working on the community center, which Patty and I were talking about before we went on the air, the old Fort Mill High School gym. Some people refer to it as the Bank Street gym also, too. Mm. That should be done around the middle of November, the end of November, and it is going to be really something that, especially for people that grew up in Fort Mill and actually went to the high school there, something that's going to be really proud of. And I think the community is going to be really pleased with the work that we've done with that facility also, too. So a lot of good things. We've had growth in our programs also, too. You know, we did upgrade our tennis facilities a couple years ago and pickleball facility. And so our tennis program has expanded, and we're excited about all the good things that's happened there within the last year. And I'm going to give credit also to our staff. Our staff works hard. We got 13 full-time professional staff members that work on a daily basis. And, of course, we have a lot of different programs, whether it's recreation, volleyball, basketball, softball, baseball, soccer, you know, all kind of different things that we offer. Our staff does a great job, too. And we could not also put on these programs without the great volunteers we have.
Oh, yeah.
And they give back to the community, and we're just so thankful for that.
I love how Fort Mill is highlighting individual employees that remind us that, you know, they are the worker bees for us to come and enjoy. But Fort Mill and the area around Elijah Park is just, you see it lifting.
That's a great point. You talk about highlighting different employees. We've highlighted some different employees in our Parks and Recreation Department. That was kind of an idea of our new assistant town manager, Gordon Burnett. And of course, working with Tony McMahon, who we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Patty grew up with Tony. They do a great job of highlighting the different employees that we have, whether it's in parks or recreation, whether it's in public works, fire, police, utilities. We try to highlight different ones on a monthly that kind of give credit on the job that's done on a daily basis.
Well, it takes a village.
Now,
it
you didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, and I understand why, but it was brought up at town council, and I've seen some other towns, municipalities bring it up over the last year, because this was a big story last summer with the York County recreation tax. And if you can go through that very briefly and how that is maybe affected and not affected. I've actually heard mixed on this. I actually would like to bring the city of Rock Hill folks on and talk about this, because they said some things to me off air, wasn't off the record, about how it's actually helped some of their sports, but also affected in terms of decreased some of their sports, of their recreation.
Well, we had for years, probably over 25 years, that the county was giving funding to the municipalities. Mm-hmm. For recreation. And what we were able to do with that was we were able just to charge one fee, whether you lived in the town limits of Fort Mill, any municipal town limits of any of the cities or towns across York County. And they eliminated that last year, and that was probably something that we as municipalities were not in favor of, but mm-hmm. the county has the right to do what they want to do, and we respect that. So we, along with TKK and Rock Hill, charge an extra $70 for somebody that lives outside of municipal limits, because they don't pay taxes within those municipal limits. So that's something that we had to do. That's something that we're still educating our folks on that register and participate in our programs, but it's gotten better over the last, when we started this last October the 1st, mm-hmm. because our budget year runs a little bit different. Ours runs October the 1st to September 30th.
And you've seen I guess an impact in what sports on that?
Well, it was different sports starting off. It really started off last year when we started our winter basketball registration on October the 1st.
Okay.
And we saw a decrease some in that basketball, but our sports over the last year have gotten better as people understand why we had to charge the extra $70 if you live outside of the municipal limits of Fort Mill.
And with the growth of Fort Mill, I imagine you're seeing really an increase in a lot of sports, just in general, right?
We are. I mean, it's been a good year for us. And just one of the biggest sports that has grown for us over the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 years, has been the game of volleyball. And girls volleyball for us has exploded. And we're excited about the opportunities we're able to bring young ladies. We tried to start a youth recreation boys volleyball program. Didn't have enough to register for enough teams to have this year, but we're going to try that again. But volleyball overall has really taken off. And so we're excited about the opportunities with that and our other sports also, too.
Well, I have a testimony about sports, right? Especially recreational sports. If you have two daughters close enough in age where they do not get along, sign them up to be on the same basketball team. It is a miracle worker. Just saying.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, it does. And I'm curious, Brown, so before, no matter if you lived in TKK, you could pop over to Fort Mill and play without an additional cost included.
That is correct. That was actually with any municipality across the county, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it was nice in the fact that you could have more options to coordinate, maybe through family or the work routine coming home, and now you have to pay more. But I'm just curious, like, what percentage of football did you, or any sports in Fort Mill, did you find, was it half and half?
It was about half and half is what we saw. Okay. With the growth of Fort Mill, especially with annexations that we've had, you know, we have a lot of people that live within the municipal limits. I'd say half and half, whether in the county or in the city, that played youth sports with us. So continued with that.
Finished out with Brown Simpson, Director of Parks and Recreation for the town of Fort Mill. Yeah, you mentioned you'd like to see a little bit more participation and some opportunities in boys volleyball. What's a goal for you, goal for your team, coming up in 2027?
Well, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to evaluate every program that we got. Is it one that we need to keep? Is it one that we need to put on the shelf and look? What else can we do new to provide more opportunities? One of the things we're looking at this coming year with the community center being open is more senior programming. That was one of the focuses of some of our councils. They want to make sure we offer more senior activities, and we will be able to do that, and to be able to bring those activities to our citizens in Fort Mill. So that's another opportunity to do. And of just course too, just continue to offer the quality program that we do. I will say this, one of the highlights that we saw this past year was in our church adult softball program. We actually expanded that. We kind of rebranded that, And we had an open league also, too, with church softball. And we went from 34 teams to 44 teams.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, and we played all five nights during the week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So, I mean, Fort Mill's growing. It's not going to stop growing. York County's not going to stop growing. This whole area is going to continue to grow.
And have fun.
We're very fortunate to be where we are and where we live.
And it's all economic impact to the town as well.
Yes, it is.
Nice weather.